Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
So, how to be confident, the art of being yourself. Let's go. So for a long time, I will say in my early 20s, I'm 27, for those of you that don't know, I was not being myself. I was being the version of myself that was acceptable to each different person that I met. Therefore, like a chameleon, I was changing. Nowadays, I show up like, this is who I am. Love me or hate me, I'm going to be me. Nowadays, I embrace being quiet when everybody is loud and obnoxious, and I don't fear people saying,
oh my God, Breeny's bougie, Breeny's stuck up, Breeny's rude, Breeny's boring.
I don't even care. Like, literally right now, I'm just like, I'm gonna be me. And the thing is, I am naturally a very talkative person. I love socializing, I love meeting new people. However, for so long, I always felt I had to be like super energetic, always on 10. I could perform in monkey like this, like, constant. And literally I would go home and I would be exhausted. Every time I went home, I was like, phew, now I can relax. Now I can breathe. Now I can be myself. Ain't that some shit? And so my home literally became like my refuge and my shelter. So I used to isolate myself because I'm like, these people expect me to be this way or just always giving advice or just always whatever, whatever. And I just felt like I'm not even going to answer my phone anymore. Like I just isolated myself. But as I get older, I do appreciate the beauty of silence. I do appreciate the simplicity of being by myself and enjoying my own company and just being alone. I practically talk for a living, so when I'm at home, I just like to be by myself. The funny thing is that I have so many talkative friends that literally call me all the time, but I've just learned to like not pick up the phone, like hashtag self-care. Like, I don't care, like, I'm not gonna answer the phone, like, I'm busy right now. And even my busy is me doing nothing. That's like time that I've actually taken out to do nothing. So therefore, I am busy, okay? I'm busy. But it's just like, you can't be on 10 all the time. It's just not possible. And I feel like social media, even though it's a social media, it literally makes us so antisocial. And it's like, we spend so much time connecting online that we actually don't connect with ourselves enough. And I guess the beautiful and the not so beautiful side about social media is that you can literally be whoever you want to be. And I always say that people online or people's social media represents not who they are, but who they want to be. Like, everybody's feed is like aspirational, even to themselves. We sit back and we're like, oh, I wish I could be that person. But the truth is, and if we're completely honest with ourselves, we are not our best selves 24/7. Like, sometimes we eat pizza even though we posted a picture of us with a salad. Sometimes we are not looking all Naomi Campbell on a cover of Vogue. Come on, like, sometimes we are not traveling the world, living our best life. Sometimes we are revising for exam, sweatpants on, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on.
That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that y'all don't take it wrong.
But either way, and however you choose to show up in the world, you are enough. Because you are being you, and you is enough. So how can we be free to completely and totally be ourselves? Number one, stop seeking validation and stop asking for permission. When we are constantly seeking validation and asking for permission, what we are demonstrating is a lack of trust in our own judgment and in our own thoughts. What we are inadvertently saying is, because I don't trust myself, I need you to tell me what to do, tell me what to wear, tell me how to wear my hair, tell me how to dress, tell me. Let's make it practical. How many times have you really liked a photo and so you posted it on Instagram and it didn't get as many likes as the ones you posted before? So what did you do? You deleted it. But why did you delete it? It's because you're not seeking to be yourself. You are seeking to be validated. Me personally, yeah, I have to like a photo before I post it. So if I like it and nobody likes it, or like I get half my usual likes, I'm not deleting it because I like it. And so sometimes I change my hair. Well, not sometimes, every week. But I change my hair quite a lot. And sometimes people come to me and be like, oh my God, Brini, I love this hair. This is my favorite hairstyle on you. And I'm like, thank you. And I change it next week. Thank you for your compliment, but I'm not gonna let your compliment control me. And to be honest, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has them, right? And so the key to being confident, and I really want you guys to get this, is to place your opinion of yourself higher than anybody else's opinion. And I'm not talking about being arrogant. I'm talking about protecting your own thoughts and your own beliefs. That your thoughts and your beliefs are separate from other people. Yes, people may influence you and people can share their opinion with you, but you don't actually have to take it as long as your opinion is higher. Do you get it? Here's an example. If my favorite color is black, which clearly it is, if someone says to me, Brini, I don't think you should wear black because it makes you look quite confrontational, and someone has said this to me before, guess what? I'm still gonna wear black. Why? Because my opinion and what I believe is higher than yours. I'm sorry. It's the only way to be confident and to protect your own mental space, right? And that's how you deal with negativity. And this goes for like everything in life. So check this out, yeah? If someone calls you ugly and you're offended, it's because you think you're ugly. It's actually that simple. On the other hand, if someone called you ugly, but you think you're drop dead gorgeous, like you're just like, I'm beautiful, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean, bro? How much is that gonna affect you? It's not going to affect you at all. And you're gonna be hashtag unbothered. So many people ask me, and it's like the number one question, how do you deal with negativity on YouTube? And my answer is the same all the time. I don't, because I really could care less. Like it's not that deep. Like, you say you don't like my hair? I don't care, I'll change it next week. For one, it's not that deep. And for two, if I like it and I put the video out, then I'm gonna delete it because you don't like it. Who are you? Who are you though? That's the truth. Like, that's what we gotta ask ourselves. Who are you? It's like girl from Big Brother. Who is she? And sometimes you gotta ask yourself, who are you? You've really gotta ask yourself, but who are you? And how is your opinion relevant to my life? Like, hashtag who are you? And this is gonna free some people this year, yeah? Because a lot of you are not doing things because you're scared of what other people will think about you. Oh my God, I just felt the Holy Ghost. Some of you are not doing what you're supposed to be doing in life because you're scared of what others will think about you, yeah? There's some of you, you know you're supposed to have started a YouTube channel a long time ago, but you're shook and you're scared because what would they think? What would my friends at work say? Who cares? Who cares? Who gives a rat's ass? Listen, somebody's opinion of you does not have to become your reality, okay? Like I said, everybody has an opinion, but are you gonna allow that to stop you? That means they've won and you've lost. Not on my watch, babes, not on my watch. And let me be honest, have I ever been affected by a YouTube comment or something? Probably like once or twice. And why is that? Because deep down, somewhere in my heart, somewhere in my soul, I believed what that person was saying. Like, I believed it. And that's on me. That is on me to deal with. Somewhere in my heart, I'm judging myself the same way that person is judging me. And that's why I'm offended, right? And this is one of the quotes that literally freed me like so long ago. What others think of me is none of my business. Like, it is none of my business. You know, there's been times where people have been talking about me on Twitter like a dog, and like, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Like, I don't even look for it. I don't search my name on Twitter. I don't follow the ghetto Twitter. I don't know what anyone is saying at any time until my friend comes and says, yeah, Brini, I actually don't care. I actually don't want this information anyway. What you think of me is actually none of my business. So carry on. And it doesn't have to affect you unless you want it to. And another reason why you care so much about what people think is because you ask them. Stop asking people. Trust yourself, okay? And it's like funny because I saw an influencer one time. She had this item of clothing on and she took a picture and she said, what do you guys think of this dress? And then people were like, oh, I don't really think it's that flattering and stuff like that. And like multiple people were saying the same thing. And she got so upset and she was just like saying, you guys are haters and stuff like that. And I'm just like, but you asked them. The other day I had to go off on someone because like I didn't ask your opinion and you're telling me like you don't like my hair. Like I did not ask you. So why are you coming to my page and telling me that? Like I did not ask for your opinion. But if you're actually asking people for their opinion, don't be offended if they actually give it. Everyone has an opinion, does not mean it's truth. And it's the same with some of you girls that have boyfriends and you ask them, babe, what do you think of this? Babe, do you like my hair? Babe, do you like my lace wig? Babe, do you like my jeans? Babe, does my bum look big in this? Remember back in the day when it used to be so offensive if a guy said your bum looked big in that. But now it's like, now you want him to say, but like other things, like don't ask his opinion if you don't want it. Like I don't ask questions I don't want answers to. Like it's just that simple. If you like it, you wear it and you be confident and you say, yes, I made this decision and it looks good on me. The girl tried to say, oh, that color doesn't look good on you. I said, every color looks good on me, babes. Self-confidence. But on a serious note, stop asking and start trusting yourself, okay? You got it, babe. You got it. Number two, stop comparing yourself. Now I want to reassure all of you guys that we all compare ourselves. It's human fallen nature to compare ourselves. Everybody does it, especially social media. I can guarantee you Kim Kardashian is comparing her thighs, her bum, her waist, her boob, her face to somebody else on Instagram. It is human nature. No matter how famous you are, no matter what you have, there's always going to be someone that has something that you want, okay? Don't do it though. It's a trap, I promise you. And like, even though it's natural, it's not helpful, okay? Like every time I find myself comparing myself to someone, whether in real life or on social media, I stop myself. I'm like, stop, Brini. Quit it. I'll be like, bye, Instagram. I'll be back in like 2 minutes. Comment if you guys can relate to this, yeah? You have had a super amazing day, yeah? You've gone out, you've had fun, whoever you went, you had a really good day. You come back home, you're scrolling on Instagram or you're watching the stories and you realize that someone's actually had an even better day than you've had. Like, even your posture changes, like, how crazy is it though? Like, how crazy is it? Like, they don't say that comparison is a thief of joy for no reason. It literally steals any joy that you had because you compared yourself to somebody else. And it's literally what happens when you compare yourself. You always lose. Not sometimes, but you always lose. Why? Because we are not supposed to be competing with anybody else other than ourselves. And it's the reason why so many social media users are depressed. It's because social media was actually created for that very purpose, which is why they have the metrics of followers, the metrics of likes, the metrics of retweets. It's all competitive. So if you ever find yourself comparing yourself to anybody online, anybody, could be me, just say this: name is not my competition. Brini is not my competition. Because the truth is, they're not your competition. To be honest, you're not even in the same lane. You don't even want what they want. You're not even going in the same direction. Even if you do, don't compare yourself. Everybody's journey is different. Everyone's life is different, okay? Everyone's journey is different. Everyone's destination is different. Do not compare yourself. And really and truly, the person you're probably comparing yourself to is probably comparing themselves to someone else. And guess what then? We're all losers. And who wants to be a loser? Not me. Every time you compare yourself, you lose. Who wants to be a loser? So stop comparing yourself, okay? And number three, last but not least, embrace what makes you different. And I know a lot of us have probably heard the term, no one is you and that is your power. No one is you and that is your power. The power is in you being 100% you, which is why it's so important to be yourself, which is why it is so important to stay in your lane. When you are in your lane, you have power. When you are in your lane, you are being authentic. There can be a million people that look like, let's say, Angelina Jolie, but there's only one Angelina Jolie. It could be 100 people trying to be Obama, but there's only one Obama. There could be 100 people trying to be you, but there's only one you. If you are loud, then be loud. If you are quiet, then no shade, but be quiet. If you are skinny, then be skinny. If you are more full, then be fuller. And I won't say fat because we're all fat. As long as you've got fat on your bones, which we all do, we're fat, okay? Some people just have an excessive amount of fat, which is actually unhealthy for themselves and for other people. I don't promote being unhealthy, but there's nothing wrong with being your size, okay? And at the end of the day, you're not gonna be everyone's cup of tea. And I think once I learned that, I was actually really comfortable in my skin because I'm like, okay, you don't like me, but this person likes me. And I feel like as long as you're one, you like yourself, and two, like your family and your friends like you, who gives a rat's ass? Like everyone else is like extra. And even after all I have said, there's going to be someone that says, but I can't be confident because I don't like this about myself. Well, welcome to the club, okay? We all have something about ourselves that we do not like, but the key is not to focus on it. Whatever you focus on magnifies, okay? And the reason that thing that you don't like is making you insecure is because you keep on focus on it. Like, trust me, like when I wanted to get a nose job like 3 years ago, it was literally because I was obsessing about my nose. Every single day I wake up, I look at it and I'm like, it's too big, it's this, it's that. And then somehow, unconsciously, I stopped focusing on it and it no longer made me insecure. It no longer made me like, oh my god, I need to change this. And to be honest, if I had the money back then, I probably would have got it done. But what I'm trying to tell you guys now is that I don't even think about it anymore, and it's literally because I just stopped focusing on it. And maybe that's a message for anyone that may be watching and that feels like surgery is the only option. I completely like relate with you. I completely get you because I was there. But I'm just saying, try this. Try focusing on something that you do like about yourself. Maybe you have pretty eyes, maybe you have pretty hair, maybe you have pretty fingernails, maybe you have pretty eyelashes, or maybe it's not even physical. Maybe you're very intelligent, or you're very creative, or you're very talented, or you're compassionate, you're caring. Focus on the aspects of yourself that you do like, and I promise you, everything else that is making you insecure right now will literally pass away, will literally fade away. If you have to, focus on that one thing. Focus on improving it. Focus on bettering yourself, and you literally won't have the energy all the time to focus on anything else. And at the end of the day, confidence really is just about having faith in yourself. And when you stop asking for permission, seeking validation, comparing yourself, and start to embrace all the things that make you unique, the more your faith will grow and the more your confidence will grow. And let me remind you guys, you don't worry about fitting in when you're custom made. Ow!
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.